UN says global coronavirus lockdowns had no discernible impact on emissions. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 25, 2021. The UN's World Meteorological Organization, WMO, said Monday atmospheric greenhouse gases reached a new record in 2020 despite markedly decreased human activity due to the coronavirus pandemic. In its report, timed for publication just prior to the 26 Colombian Pesos UN Climate Change Conference, the WMO said that concentration of carbon dioxide, CO2, in the atmosphere reached 413.2 parts per million in 2020 and is 149% of the pre-industrial level. As long as emissions continue, global temperature will continue to rise, the WMO warned. Alongside rising temperatures, this means more weather extremes including intense heat and rainfall, ice melt, sea level rise and ocean acidification, accompanied by far-reaching socioeconomic impacts, it asserted. The economic slowdown from COVID-19 did not have any discernible impact on the atmospheric levels of greenhouse gases and their growth rates, although there was a temporary decline in new emissions, it said. The Greenhouse Gas Bulletin contains a stark, scientific message for climate change negotiators at 26 Colombian pesos, said WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas. At the current rate of increase in greenhouse gas concentrations, we will see a temperature increase by the end of this century far in excess of the Paris Agreement targets of 1.5 to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. We are way off track, Talas added. Rising CO2 concentration has major negative repercussions for our daily lives and well-being, for the state of our planet and for the future of our children and grandchildren, he warned. Talas expressed his wish that 26 Colombian pesos will see a dramatic increase in commitments for achieving carbon-neutral targets. We need to transform our commitment into action that will have an impact of the gases that drive climate change, he said. We need to revisit our industrial, energy and transport systems and whole way of life. The needed changes are economically affordable and technically possible, he declared. There is no time to lose. Follow @WilliamsRome.